Good morning, 6:26 a.m. on June the 18th, a Tuesday morning. I just got sprayed. Walking through the sprinklers was not my plan, but yeah, it kind of snuck up on me. Anyway, yesterday was a Monday. I actually got some work done yesterday, which was almost shocking in its simplicity. It was wonderful. I'm looking forward to doing more today. So, 16 and a half minutes. Not a great first mile, but not a bad one. We'll take it. We'll take it. So, today is going to be one of those days. Morning. Grocery day, one kid should go to school, one kid should probably stay home and hide in her room, and the wife needs to get up and get moving. I forgot she needed to get in early. I didn't wake her up. Uh-oh. Well, I'll wake her up when I get home. I did open a garage door, so that makes a fair amount of noise. Perhaps that was enough to wake her. I didn't ask her what time she wanted to get up. She said she had to go to work early this morning. There's something going on early this morning she has to be there for. So, yes. Another wonderful day in the neighborhood. Could I break 5,000 words today? It's possible. Is it likely? Probably not. But it's possible. The day is fraught with possibilities. It's a good feeling that I'm thinking, yes, well, stuff could happen. It's a much improved feeling compared to, yeah, another day. Nothing's gonna happen today either. Which makes you feel a little bit like Eeyore, but some days are like that. It is a gorgeous morning, 55, maybe 54. I think I put on the picture, 54, could be as low as 50 in various places around. The sky has just, I put clear, but it has just the tiniest wisps of clouds here and there. Mountains off to the west are looking snow-capped, which is not unusual for this time of year, which is not unusual for most times of the year. Countdown to the solstice. Today is the 18th. When's the solstice? The 22nd? 21st? A few more days. And the days will start getting shorter. I'm going to try. I wonder if I can get out right at sunrise on the solstice. By 6 o'clock, the sun is up pretty well. Oh, and I was going to swap sides too, so go back to my old habit of reversing the course here every 2 weeks. I haven't done it yet, probably because it doesn't really matter. One way or the other, the walk is the walk. It's hard to believe. Over 600 times. 620 or something. One day at a time. So, anyway, yeah. Come on, Greedock, get off my desk. Little quiff little bugger. Oh, yes. So, what else am I thinking about today? Nothing really. It's like, okay, finish the walk. I feel like a dog. You know, one track mind. Finish the walk, get some breakfast. Is there food? Is there bacon? Ooh, bacon. Had a big grill night last night. I grilled both chicken and salmon because I never know when I cook salmon, which of the kids is going to be interested in it. At some point or other, both of them have said they love it, and both of them have said they hate it. And about half the time when I ask them if they want chicken or salmon, they say one or the other. But they don't do it ever consistently, so it's seldom 2 days in a row. It's very tedious. The perils of trying to feed teens. I really need to get them cooking. I need to get them so that they can make their way around the kitchen without feeling intimidated. My elder daughter at least, can scramble eggs, make herself a toasted cheese sandwich. Cooking anything beyond that is a bit much for her. Got 2 boxes of leftover pizza in the fridge. It's really kind of wasteful, I suppose. But it costs more to buy a medium pizza than it does to buy a large. So we buy a large and we have it for leftovers. And I really shouldn't eat it. Between the sodium and the fat. Hiking along. Every once in a while, the improved vision hits home. It's like, holy crap. Robin just flew overhead. Got a very clear image of the robin in the sky with the red feathers on the bottom, his primaries. And it's just a flash, it's just a little quick little zip and he's gone. But it's entirely clear to me that it's a robin and not, say, a grackle or some other bird of similar size. I had forgotten how much I missed that. Or more precisely, I had blocked out of my mind the fact that that used to be normal for me. Still have this one annoying floater. But compared to what I had before, rock on. So I'm still reading P.S. Powers' series, The Young Ancients. And I gotta say, as the stories go along, the gimmick du jour is wearing a little thin. So somebody mentions something and so he makes it. And somebody mentions something else and so he makes it. Or he runs into a circumstance where he thinks, gee, that would be handy. Oh, I'll make it. And he always does. And he never fails. And I can see why people feel that way about Ishmael. I'm on the 4th book, and he hasn't really changed. To say that he has grown or matured or had any kind of arc at all, it would be An overstatement. If there is any arc, it's really small. It's interesting. I'm still reading, but I'm not looking for excuses to read it anymore. It's sort of like, really? Oh, he needs a boat. Okay, he's going to make a boat. And it's not going to be a sailing boat, it's going to be a powered boat. And he needs to carry multiple people in the air who can't fly. Okay, well, he's going to build a flying bus. And the flying bus doesn't look dignified enough, so he's going to make a paint job for it. And have the paint job show up only when it's needed. Okay, fine. So now he's got lie detectors. And, you know, the whole thing is sort of like, really? You went there? That's kind of... And as the books go along, the editing gets really bad. I mean, my editing has been known to be somewhat less than perfect, and I don't really hold perfect as a standard for anyone. But the incorrect uses of there, commas missing everywhere. It's, you know, somebody... One character will address another character by name, and the name won't be set off by commas, so it looks like they're using the name not as a reference, not as a form of address, and it's confusing. Missing words are tough because they're hard to spot, but when you're reading along and the sentence goes, what? It's disconcerting. So I used to, when I started out, I thought, oh, these aren't bad. Not terrible. And they're not. They're not terrible. They're not great. Are they good? I don't know. The problem is that I have pretty high standards. So I look at something like Brand Gamblin's book. So I look at Dan Sawyer's stuff. I look at, Deborah Geary, of course. I mean, her stuff is ridiculously good. And it's wonderful. This is not wonderful. It's okay, but it's not wonderful. Like, what would I do if I were, you know, if I were using this device where he's got this talent for fields? And as he goes along, he gets deeper and deeper and deeper into it. My only concern is that, you know, he's had a birthday, so he's gone from 18 to 19, or maybe 17 to 18, I forget. And he's definitely still a kid, but a kid with massive power. Doesn't really, he's thought about it, but it hasn't really struck him yet that he has such massive power. It's, anyway. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And good morning to you too, sir. Yes. So, guy and his dog. Cute little dog. I see them out walking every day. Did I not tap the monk pole? No, I know I tapped it. I wonder if I actually said anything, though. That's interesting. I've done it so often now, I can't remember. I might not have. I might have just walked right by, completely oblivious, lost in my own little world. Wouldn't be the first time. Gorgeous morning, golly. Sun's glinting off the catchment pond down there. Sparkling through the trees. Gorgeous. So, yeah, today is get the kids to school. I do have to go to the grocery store. Do I do that before I go to pick her up, or do I do that on my way home? I think I do that before I go to pick her up. Ah, 17 minutes for the second mile, not bad. Not bad at all. Not great, but hey, I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving, that counts. And with that, I'm at the back gate. And it's time for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.